Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. It's been a minute. We're back here. We're going to have a live session today. And I hope you get some value out of this. Today's topic starts with just $5. And I'm going to share that with you. We're talking about how to get to your first deal, second deal, 20th deal, 40th deal, and just do it over and over again. And literally, you can take the back door, okay? So I'm going to show you how to take the back door to start closing some deals today. Now, we're going to have some fun. You know, I'm going to share that with you momentarily here. In the meanwhile, what I want to do is make sure I let you know if you're brand new here, make sure you know that you can absolutely go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and you can go grab a copy of this, all right? Go grab a copy of this, okay? And if you've been paying attention, if you're brand new here, make sure you subscribe to the channel as well. Make sure you click on the bell next to the subscribe button and take advantage of that because you'll be notified every time I come online or I upload a new video, which I do quite a few times during the week, okay? If you are into real estate wholesaling, investing, this is the right channel for you. I am very straight up and I'll share with you basically all the information there is to know. The only thing I won't be able to share with you is I cannot share my screen when I'm dealing with sensitive information. All right. So just keep that in mind. Let's see here. We got a few. Let's see. All right. So let's have some fun. I'm going to be talking about buyers list, a buyers network to be precise, not a list per se, but a network. And as a wholesaler, really, your responsibility is to, it's really marketing, okay? But most people will only teach you one side of that, which is basically go find highly discounted properties. You can do that. You know, wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding highly discounted properties, okay, and then turning them for profit. Now, the turning them for profit part actually still involves people as well, too, and most people don't talk about that, and that's what I want to share with you. Just stick around with me here today because, again, as usual, this is a live session, so I got to make some follow-up calls, and then I want you to hear me talking to people. And then we're going to go a little bit deeper into how you can start for as low as $5. The idea, to be honest with you, involves a perpetual building of a buyer's network. If you can do that, you don't have to do the other side of finding highly discounted properties. It's optional, you know, because the truth is that if you find highly discounted properties, you're still responsible to flipping the deal. You're still responsible for finding a person that will acquire the contract from you, the contract that you lock in when you found the highly discounted property. All right. So let's go here. Let's see how many calls we can make here today. I got a few ones that we're going to make. We're going to call. Today is what? Today is the 7th. All right. Just pardon me for a second. All right. So let's get going here. Sorry if you're hearing. There's a little baby girl that came here to hang out with us. So if you're hearing that in the background, sorry. But today we got I got about four calls we can make and maybe some follow-ups, you know. So why don't we go ahead and make a few calls and then we can talk along the way. Let's see, it is on. Hi. All right, so let's go there. So this house is renovated. She invested $70,000 for the kitchen, floor, bath.
Hello?
Yes, hi. May I speak to Marilyn, please?
Okay.
My name is Ola. You spoke to my assistant a few days ago, maybe yesterday. About your house in Hillcrest Avenue?
Okay, I'm in a phone call that I cannot stop right now. Can you call me in about 1 hour?
Yes, I'll try to call you back in an hour, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. All right, so have you ever heard of the Yes Masters? We always say yes. We keep saying yes. All we say is yes until we can't say yes no more. We really never say no. Okay. So basically, I'm going to mark this as callback in 1 hour. Okay. I'm gonna set up another one for a follow-up call in 1 hour. Select the time. What time is this? 11. Okay. So at like 3 p.m. call back in 1 hour. So if we get to it, we get to it. If not, we'll call back tomorrow, basically. Okay. That's it. All right. So let's go ahead and let's see here. The next person to call here is Christopher in Highlands, New Jersey. It's fine. Nothing wrong with property. All in good condition. No need for repair. That's negative. Anytime if I can hear a good offer, they're not motivated. Just want to hear the offer, and if the offer is right, I will sell. Not motivated. Discuss the offer first, okay? So what I'm actually going to do, this is not a pre-qualified person. So let me see here. Yep. So what I'm going to do, actually, I'm going to send this back to send it back to my assistant and say not qualified, just so you can have an idea what they're doing wrong. This not qualified appointment. Just gonna say that, all right? But I'm still gonna call the guy because you never know. Remember, we don't prejudge. Just remember that. So since it's on my table already, I'm still gonna call. But I send a quick email, because if somebody is not pre-qualified properly, I'd rather spend my time marketing than talking to people that I don't want in. Speaking of, let's talk here for a second. I did have an offer that I gave last week. That's shut down now. Hi, may I speak to Chris, please? Chris, this is Ola.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? You spoke to my assistant, I forgot, on the 6th, about your property in Highlands, New Jersey.
Okay.
You don't need to sell that property, do you?
No.
Oh, I see. Would you like to get a highest and best offer for it? Are you open to that, or you just don't want to sell?
I was just curious what the offer was, that's all.
Yeah. I'm looking for properties that people need to get rid of. I'm a cash buyer investor here in New Jersey. So I'm looking for houses that people need to get rid of. So it needs to be significantly lower than what is worth in the market. Are you open to that or no?
No, thank you.
All right, have a good day. Yeah, so that's it. You gotta keep it moving, you know. Don't waste your time talking to people that are not interested in your offer. You have 300,000 people waiting to hear from you, so don't entertain it, all right? So this is not interested. I'll drop that into our follow-up. We'll follow up in 6 months' time. All right. Let's see. So we never discard. By the way, we never discard leads, okay? If it's a real number, we want to keep it in our database. We may decide to call all our follow-up backs any moment. And the timing may just be right, okay? Here's another one here. Great condition. Inside and out, no need for repair in the roof or in the kitchen. If the price is right, anytime. David not leaving the property, discuss the offer first. So let's see here. This person is not qualified either. Send that to them. I'm still gonna call anyway. Yep, it's getting there. It's getting there. Well, you know, one of the things about this business is that you always have to be optimizing. You know, you have to optimize your marketing process. the process that worked for you. You know, you're going to find people that will try to intimidate you in the game.
Hello, Dave speaking.
Hi, Dave. This is Ola. I'm calling about your property in Menham. You spoke to my assistant, I think, yesterday.
Okay.
Right, right. It sounds, I'm looking at the notes. Sounds like it's not a house you need to get rid of.
Well, everything's get rid of for the right price.
Okay, for the right price. Okay. Do you know what the house is worth at this time?
6.25
Oh, 6.25 So, what do you want for it?
6.25
I hear you. I am not mad at you, my brother. All right, so here's the deal. I'm looking at the property here. Yeah, it's probably close to what you're looking for. Is it vacant right now?
No.
Oh, so you live in it or it's just rented?
No, I have a tenant in it.
You have a tenant in there. Okay. If you're looking to sell, that's a retail price. I can get my agent to call you back with a proper analysis of the market.
So it's really a cold calling for real estate agents, right? I mean, let's cut to the bottom line.
No, no. I'll tell you what my bottom line is, and you don't have to worry about that with me, by the way. I'm a private investor. I buy properties significantly lower than what they're worth. So typically they need work, and this house just doesn't seem like that candidate. That's all.
Correct.
All right. So yes, I do, as you can imagine, I do have an agent that works with me that does all my deal, list all my properties and stuff like that. So that's why if you something you need to sell, yes, I do absolutely pass lead to them if it's something that will serve you.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, I was in the mortgage business. I've got agents that I'm tight with. So
gotcha.
It's, you know, if I'm just going to throw it on the market, and it was on the market a couple of years ago, and I'm sure you've seen that because you went to the MLS. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, you know, 6.25, a little bit less. Mm-hmm. There's a tenant in there that just renewed at $31.50 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody wants to offer me a little bit less and take it over as is, yeah, great. But I'm not, you know, I get what you do for a living.
Nothing
I'm
crazy.
Here, you know, mm-hmm. You're looking for stuff. You're looking to buy that house for $500,000. That's not happening.
So. Gotcha. I'm looking at the just to share with the information with you, the average sold in the last 6 months is 791. Just so you can have that in your back pocket in the last 6 months. Your house is a little smaller than the average, so you could easily get a 685 if it's listed right now, just so you know. So that's based on 5 comparables in the area in the last 6 months. Just wanted to share that with you, okay?
Yeah, appreciate
it. Thank you, man. Have a good one. Yeah. All right, so I feel good doing that. That's all. Yes, deals can come back from stuff like that in the future. But nothing crazy, no expectations whatsoever. Let's go here. As I could predict earlier, this was not a pre-qualified. Not interested. It was not a properly pre-qualified lead. And let's see here. Boom. All right, so let's try this other line here for this person here. 912 number. That's a crazy area code I've never seen in my life. I hope I'm not calling India. Let's see. Nice condition. That's already wrong. Anytime. It's vacant. Okay. Let's see about this property. Property is worth $1 million. It's vacant right now. To taxes is taxes $16,000. That's definitely high end. All right, that was a landline. Let me try the other lines that I have here. So keep in mind, what I'm about to share with you on today's topic just started with just $5 a game. If you're on a $0 budget, it's an idea that you should stick around and listen to, okay? And no, this is not a gimmick to try to get you to wait around. This is just what I do when I come live, okay? So I'm going to share that information with you in a minute here. But I'm trying to call some appointments that I have here, and I like to do that so you can see an example of what it feels like to have this conversation. No intimidation. You're just offering to buy someone's property. That's all you have to do. And just do that enough times, and you will close deals, okay? However, to make your life easier, there are a few things you should have set up. There's some automation you should have set up. You should understand the three pillars. You should lead with value. You need to understand you're dealing with people, and you must treat everyone equally but with respect. You must not put anyone on a pedestal, because human beings will fall off pedestals all day long, okay? So just keep that in mind, all right? So value, automation, people, that's what I cover in this book. Go grab it. You can understand the details. It's free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Let's see here. All right, so anytime is vacant, and this was booked yesterday, so there's definitely no excuse.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 6093646832 is not available.
So I'm not leaving a message. I'm just sending a note to my assistant real quick. There's they're making a mess here. There you go. All right, so I'm going to put this in our follow-up, and not yet. I got one more line to call. All right, that's another bad line. I have one more line to call. Oh, yeah, that was it. All right, so no answer. Set up a follow-up. So if there's no answer, we'll set up a follow-up call, basically. Okay, awesome. So we're down to the wire. Let's do some follow-up calls. I have an idea of who I want to call first. Okay. Today is, what's today's date? 7th. Okay. And, okay. All right. We got a few calls to make. Let's try them. And this one is a follow-up from a voicemail. Okay, they left a voicemail. So as you know, when our cold callers are calling people, they leave automatic voicemails. You know, they are pre-recorded voicemails. They just drop them, okay? So this person says, let's see. In the voicemail, you called me about making me an offer on a property. I don't know what property you're talking about. So maybe you need to let me know what property you're talking about. Okay, so, and that's the phone number that they called from. Okay, let's see here. I'll do this 6-0-0-2-0-9-1. All right, okay, so that line is just busy. It looks like now, typically, if somebody leaves a voicemail, they don't leave a property address, there's no need to call them back, really, you know. So Yeah, hi. I'm looking to speak to Daniel Rosa. My name is Ola. You left me a voicemail with regards, I guess we called you about a property in Highlands in New Jersey. We were interested in the property. Are you familiar with that property?
I probably am. Is it the bungalow?
No, Navesink Avenue.
Navesink, on the highway, yes.
Right. Yes. Right. Are you guys interested in entertaining an offer on it?
What, you want to make an offer on it?
I don't mind if you're open to selling it, sure.
Well, make us an offer.
Oh, okay. Is it what's the condition?
It's a brand new house.
Oh, it's a brand new property. Okay, I guess I'm looking at the old structure. Okay. So is it listed is it listed on the market?
Yeah, one of them's on the market and one's not, yeah.
I see. It's like a twin property over there. Okay. All right. Yeah. These are retail deals. They're already listed on the market. I'm an investor. I'm looking for properties that need some work. Do you have any?
Well, we'll have another one maybe in Highlands. I don't have the address, Sandy. I'd have to.
Oh, you don't have the. Do you want me to call you back at a certain time so I can get more information on that?
Yeah. Like in an hour, and I'll call my stepson and see if he wants to sell the one that he has. That needs a lot of work.
Needs a lot of work? Okay, definitely. I'm going to call you back in about an hour, like around between 3:30 and 4:30. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right. What's your name?
Sandy.
Okay, and your son is Daniel, I guess?
Yes. No, my husband's Daniel. That's the one that you talked about, Navasik Avenue, but those are new houses. The old house got knocked down.
Their new house. Got you. Let me get your first name. I didn't get it.
Sandy.
S-A-N-D-Y. Sandy. Got you. Got you. All right. Yes. Cool. Got you. I'll call you back in an hour. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you may call about a property. See, this is why I don't prejudge. If I was prejudging based off of the voicemail that she left without no address, now she's potentially going to give me more information about a property that needs some work. So, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to call back. Okay. Call back in 1 hour. I'm not going to assume I'll remember. Okay. Basically. Then I'm going to put a follow-up call for 1 hour time. 1 hour time, I got to go get the baby. So I'm going to put that on 2 hours time, as a matter of fact. I will put that on 2 hours time. That will be 4:30 p.m. Call back about another property that needs lots of work. All right, so we're looking for reasons that they'll be motivated. If somebody says the house is nice, it's perfect, this, any offer, anytime, you know, I can already tell. But I do not shy away from calling them because they may just have other properties, okay? Just keep that in mind. All right. So I will call back. Let's go. All right, so here's another voicemail that somebody left. Hello, my friend. My name is Tom. I did send you a text. I own the property in Lake Cross. If you have left me a message last Friday, they were interested in making an offer, blah, blah, blah. I'm interested in speaking to you. My number, okay, I believe I have called this guy back and he's not interested. Yeah, so I called him back because he left me a message. And yeah, I just remember. Yep, it's not a deal. Oh, you know what? It was forwarded to. This was forwarded as a to Nara as a listing. Yep. Let's see the details of this task. Yes, this was forwarded to Nara. Sorry, it's the listing candidate. There you go. So I just forgot to mark the other scheduled call as already called. All right, so let's try Hugh. We sent him a contract. We have not seen that contract back. So we're going to call and find out what's going on. He's a guy that doesn't seem like he's interested. He was already giving me conditions on the phone, but the numbers would work. House needs work, but again, I don't prejudge. We're going to call. Life may just have happened. Hello, Hugh. This is Ola. How are you? Very good, very good. I don't know. Did you get the message, the contract that I sent to you ever?
No, I did not. The first email I think I did see, I guess it got erased, and the second one I never got. Did you send it to .net, HJG40 at Verizon.net?
That's correct. I'm going to resend it now, and okay. Then I'll follow up again. You know, I'm going to resend it right now. It must have gotten lost.
I'm looking it on my phone right now, so what are you should come in with? Oh. 5 minutes,
we're sending it out. Yeah. Definitely. Oh. Yeah. All right. And the house is still sitting there, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, no, I haven't done anything with it yet. I told you I was in contract with a fella, and his time has expired. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
So he's out of contract, and you know, I'm either going to do it myself or just if I get the right money number for it, I'll sell it.
You give it to me, right?
Yeah. If you could sell it for me, how long you think it'd take you to sell it?
I typically don't need no more than 30 days, but sometimes it happens within 7 days. You know, the idea is to the agreement between me and you is designed to happen really quickly. You know.
Yeah, you have a network of you're gonna wholesale it out. You have a network of investors.
That's correct. Yep. So, but the idea is that we agree to something that will happen pretty quickly. If not, then I will have my agent listed. That's not what we're trying to do. You know.
No, of course I can have my agent.
Exactly. Right. Yep. I just resent it. So if you don't see, let me know.
I'll put you on speaker and I can get into the email.
Yeah, try. Let's see. Hey, so hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Please visit us at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You can get the free book at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And please don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes so we can keep spreading the good word. And visit us also on the YouTube channel if you want to see our screen, if you want to be a part of our mastermind. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next podcast. Bye now.